Pernice. He also did it
Bit. Toughest competition he's been a
And welcome in, everybody, to today's Talk of Champions. Brad Logan here. We'll be joined by Jeff Robertson in just a moment. I want to say a special thank you to all of our sponsors that help make all of our content here at the Talk of Champions possible. A big show today. Excited to kind of recap the baseball season with Jeff Robertson, who did a great job covering Ole Miss baseball. Was in Omaha for the College World Series. We'll get his thoughts on that. Obviously, Jeff and I visit a lot in Auburn, Alabama, where the Rebels won the Super Regional. So a lot to get to. We'll also talk some recruiting. We'll talk some Manning Passing Academy. And we'll talk so much more here on today's Talk of Champions. Obviously, I'm without my co-host today. And just want to kind of give everybody a quick update. If you watched the show yesterday, you knew that Ben Garrett was going through a lot, frankly, and he's had a death in the family. So we would like to wish Ben Garrett and all of his family, good thoughts, and we'll be praying for Ben and his entire crew as they have had a loss in their family. So that is why Ben is away today. We'll be full speed ahead next week, and excited about all of our coverage as SEC Media Day right around the corner. And before long, we'll be live in Tampa, Florida, bringing you wall-to-wall coverage of Ole Miss head coach Pete Golding and all that has to do with SEC Media Day. It's going to be absolutely insane. We'll let you know that the QR code, I'll see if I can grab it. I don't see it. I'll have to see if I can grab it later. But that QR code, you don't even need it. Just go to omspirit.com. That's an affiliate of On3. You can catch everything that is going on with Ole Miss Athletics. Jake Thompson is on the road today. He's at the Manning Passing Academy. He'll have full coverage from Trinidad Chambliss and the Manning Passing Academy. Also, we'll have full coverage for you on recruiting. Zach Berry has done a phenomenal job basically bringing you everything that you need to know in regards to recruiting. Ben Garrett's also done a terrific job. So there's full coverage on the Ole Miss Spirit. Ole Miss right now, 4 out of the top 5 are in conversation. 3 out of the top 5 are committed. The one that everyone's kind of looking at is Caden Moss out of Jackson Academy. As of the latest, it appears that he is leaning Ohio State. You can read all about that on the Ole Miss Spirit. That's omspirit.com. You can get the latest information by just logging on to the Ole Miss Spirit. We'll bring in Jeff Robertson here. And Jeff, there's a lot going on when you look at the world of college athletics. And, I thought Ben had a great conversation with Keith Carter about the whole world of NIL. But I want to begin by talking about your thoughts about Keith Carter as the player versus Keith Carter, the athletic director. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on, Ben. I appreciate that. And I knew Keith Carter as a player, and now I know him as the athletic director. And he's been a Rebel a long time. So, I think that the job he's done for both. We were talking yesterday, Chuck Ronsville and I were on the way over to visit Ben Garrett and his family. And we talked about, the highlights of the basketball back then when Keith was playing and all the other guys on the team then, and I was covering it, daily at that time, and it was a lot of fun. And so they brought a lot of excitement to Tad Smith Coliseum, which won't be around much longer. But, it's Keith's bringing it to Ole Miss Athletics and his staff and the chancellor. Everybody's working together like we've really never seen before, and Keith's, the huge part of it.
And apologize about that. I had to plug my computer up. I wanted to ask you real quick too, your overall thoughts on the Tad Smith Coliseum. I know there's been a lot of scuttlebutt about it coming down. I mean, there are a lot of great memories inside Tad Smith. What is the latest on Tad Smith, and what do you think is kind of going in its place?
Yeah, I'm not real sure, but it's funny that you ask about Tad Smith Coliseum as we kind of get started here, because it was Keith Carter who first told me that we might have a new arena when that time came. And he was working at the Ole Miss Athletic Foundation at the time. And I told him, or mentioned in an interview I was doing, I said, I guess we'll never see a new arena at Ole Miss, because Tad Smith looks like it's here to stay. And he's was like, I'm not so sure about that. And then 3 years later, 4 years later, we have this new arena that opens up. And so he was very on point on that. And, but that was, you know, home for basketball for a long, long time. And a lot of exciting games, a lot of great teams. But I don't know what is going in the area at this point. I think it's maybe on hold as far as I heard, as you know, in the past. I haven't heard anything really recently, but maybe a green space, maybe more parking, you know, either or. But I think for now that's what it is. But it's, I don't think it's begun to come down yet. I keep hearing July. So
yeah. We'll see. It's obviously a very important place on campus. If you look at the location of Old Tad Smith, if you will, and prime parking, if you will, because of the world that Ole Miss is in with NIL and the spaces like that. And, you know, with Ole Miss, with the RFP, with the possible expansion of Vaught Hemingway Stadium, the entertainment district, we're seeing a lot of that. And not necessarily specific, Jeff, to Ole Miss, but what do you think about entertainment districts on campus like that with food and lodging and just kind of hanging out? I mean, do you think that's something that will be positive for programs across the country?
I do. And, you know, it's exciting to see that. And, you know, just generally speaking, it's something, you know, maybe that we never thought would happen because you're on a college campus. And, but what we're seeing, the evolution of things in that regard, where, you know, things change and different types of refreshments are offered at games now that there weren't 20 years ago or something. So, you know, things move ahead and change. But I do think, universities are trying obviously to figure out ways for revenue stream, ways to entertain people, get people to the campus, get people into the venues. And, you know, that's going to be an exciting thing when it comes to pass.
2022 is a special year. I want to talk a little bit of baseball. And there's a book that you and Chase co-authored. I've asked you this before, but I think it's important to kind of talk about it again. Is there, in your opinion, a correlation between this 2022 baseball season and other than the national championship? Obviously, these teams make it to the national championship. As you see on the screen here, we're talking about the Ole Miss 22 national champion team, the book that Chase and Jeff wrote, co-authored together. You can get that at nautispublishing.com. What, if anything, is anything similar of these two teams?
Well, first of all, thanks for bringing up the national championship, because today is the fourth anniversary day. As I keep reading on X and other platforms, I remembered it, but I'd forgotten it, June 26, 4 years ago. So, you know, it was an exciting day that day, and had been such a great May and great June for that team and for the program. And you saw a little bit of that this year. Obviously didn't win the games in Omaha that we wanted to. But getting there, playing well, I think the same situation was at Hoover that year, where they were one and out maybe over at Hoover like they were this year, and if I recall right, and then rolled through the Miami Regional and rolled through a Super Regional in Hattiesburg, which was, you know, still arguably the best two back-to-back games maybe I've ever seen at Ole Miss, you know, 10-0, 5-0, and on a rival turf in Mississippi, and for a Super Regional chance to go to Omaha. I mean, played as well as I've ever seen Ole Miss baseball play that day, that weekend. And so this weekend, this year was a little bit similar to that. And, you know, went to Auburn and, as you said, and had a really good 2 days there. And it was good to, you know, take care of business and play well. And so I felt really confident going to Auburn after I'd seen what they had done in the Lincoln Regional from afar, and was able to go to Auburn and see that. And, you know, you know, my story goes back. I think you heard me tell it. I might have told it on here, but I was sitting by Chase and a couple other guys at the stadium at Auburn when we were down 2-0 in that second game in the sixth inning. And I said, you know, I think we're about to win this thing. And, you know, we really hadn't done that much to show it, except that we had pitched well, played good defense, but it was 2-0 Auburn, sixth inning. And I said, I believe we're going to do it. And we scored 2 runs that inning. And then a couple of innings later, we scored 3 runs. And next thing, we're going to Omaha.
A special season for sure, as we watch on the screen, as you know, watching this team celebrate after winning that Auburn Regional. And obviously, back to that 22 season, more or less, watching Mike go. And we'll get to Coach here in just a moment. There's obviously reports Chase Parham was first on this about Mike in that four-year extension. Chase even noted some dollar amounts. It's on social channels if you'd like to check that out. Chase is at Chase Parham. But just your overall thoughts on Mike Bianco and kind of his legacy. I mean, you and I talked a lot about this as we see just how happy he was after that win. It's almost like he's found another gear, Jeff.
Yeah, you know, I first talked to Mike 30 years ago this year, and he was an assistant at LSU, and I was doing stories for the Oxford Eagle on who might become the next Ole Miss baseball coach at that time, and he wanted to be considered. Obviously, he was interested, and I did a story with him and some other candidates as well. He didn't get the job then, but that was my first interaction with him because he was 29 years old. He was an up-and-coming assistant coach at the best program in the country at the time, and, you know, they had won three or four national championships already, and he'd played on an Omaha team himself. So, you know, that was something a lot of people looked at as far as, you know, the next coach or somebody like that would be from there. And I always felt like Mike Bianco would be a head coach, just studying the programs back then. I mean, the 1990s were a lot different in the way you got your information or kept up with it or got to see the teams. Didn't get to see them as much, obviously, you know, just read about them and listen on radio. But, he was going to be the head coach at Ole Miss or Arkansas or Florida or Tennessee or LSU or somewhere. He was going to be a head coach. And, you know, fortunately for Ole Miss, 26 years later, it was here, June 2000, when he got the job here. So it's been a remarkable run, the number of games they've won. The you know, obviously we all have to talk about the close calls they've had and the super regionals or in regionals that they just were right on the doorstep of going to Omaha maybe six times instead of three or seven times instead of three. But it is what it is, and it's been a remarkable run. And, you know, he's, like you said, geared up for some more, and that's a good thing.
Looking at this last year's football season, and I want to specifically talk about the book that you were a part of with Nautis Publishing, A Season to Remember. Take me through the conversation about putting the book together, who all's part of it, and kind of your overall thoughts on it.
Well, it was a lot of fun to do. Obviously, when you come off a season of Sugar Bowl win and also a Fiesta Bowl appearance, and I mean, things that, you know, you hope for and once in a year, and then you get to do things like that twice and win as many games as they did. What is it, 13-2? And so, publisher Neil White here with Nautilus, that I've worked with on a lot of different things in the recent years, especially. And, you know, he called and early February, I think we were sitting, you know, people in Oxford and other areas of this part of the country were sitting in the middle of picking up limbs and trees and sticks. And I think he said, you know, I think I'm going to do this book, but we're going to have to do it pretty quickly. And I said, how soon? He said, March 31st deadline. I said, I'm in. So whatever that meant, I just jumped in with them, and several other people wrote stories for the book. But I put together some of his game-to-game stories that are in the book and wrote a column about Sugar Bowl and New Orleans and Ole Miss fans loving that area and going down there and being in the Sugar Bowl again and winning it. And then a couple other pieces, but, you know, really enjoyed it. And we had a book signing at Off Square Books the day of the Auburn first game in the Super Regional, and I was able to do both, but I was a little late for the game. So Bruce Newman and I went after the book signing and drove to Auburn and got there about the fourth inning of that first game. But we had the big book signing here, and Trinidad Chambliss and his family were there and signing books. And then Chase and I were going to go to Tupelo to the book signing over there. And Neil had invited us and maybe some others, but we were on the road to Omaha at that time. So he had with him, you know, the place kicker and the punter and the great stories from those two guys. And they were there to sign the books. So, you know, it's been a really fun thing to be a part of, but like all the books are that we do on Ole Miss sports, I mean, you can't not enjoy that. That's what we do.
What makes this book special to you?
Well, you know, a season to remember is kind of a, you know, something that could have been used with lots of seasons for lots of champion teams or lots of really good teams. And so, you know, maybe you're not grabbed by the title, but if you dig into it or if you were part of it, like Ole Miss people were, Ole Miss fans and Ole Miss, you know, players, coaches, et cetera. I mean, it's a keepsake. Obviously, it's a coffee table book, a lot of stories, a lot of pictures, really tons of pictures. And, but it means, you know, that kind of what it means to me is that when we have success, I know I'm going to get a call. We're going to get to do another book. So I'm looking, always looking for that championship season or that great season to work with Neil and do a book. But it's a keepsake. I think people have enjoyed it that have read it or will enjoy it. And, you know, some good pieces in there from a lot of other people besides me.
You and I share a lot of familiar thoughts, thoughts that we agree on. I don't think there's anything we agree on more is that there is no special place for Ole Miss fans more than New Orleans. I think you've written it a lot. You specifically wrote the column in the book, which was fantastic, about Ole Miss fans in New Orleans, a place that Ole Miss has, oddly enough, played very well in the Sugar Bowl, not to mention the times they went down to play Tulane. What makes that so special to you, and what makes New Orleans so special to Ole Miss fans? Because I agree with you, but I'd like for you to kind of dive deeper into that.
Well, first thing I'll say is on X the other day in Omaha, I said that there are really only two places that really move my spirit, I guess you'd say, that where Ole Miss plays, and that would be New Orleans and Omaha outside of Oxford. And, you know, that to be able to reach those two destinations, New Orleans sometimes is a regular season game, but when you're in the Sugar Bowl, I don't know. It goes back to a lot of things that proximity is part of it. I mean, we're a little further north here in Oxford, but the Gulf Coast of Mississippi and South Mississippi, I mean, it's not far to New Orleans. And, you know, historically, who doesn't enjoy a trip to New Orleans? And so Ole Miss's first opponent back in 1893 was Tulane from that schedule. There were other teams on the schedule, but they play nobody from the first season of Ole Miss football on the first schedule in 1893, but Tulane. That's who regularly Ole Miss has continued to play more than 70 times. So it has a little bit to do with that. It has a little bit to do with, you know, the Saints are a big part of it with Archie Manning and Deuce McAllister and so many players that have gone to the Saints from Ole Miss and a lot of season ticket holders for both Ole Miss and the New Orleans Saints. So I think it's all of that, but the Sugar Bowl obviously is the biggest draw of all, and we've been 11 times, which, you know, only three teams have been more, and we've won seven times and only one team has won more, and that's Alabama. You know, so our tradition with the Sugar Bowl is unmatched, you know, perhaps by Alabama, but, you know, really we're at the top of our game when we get to the Sugar Bowl, and have been fortunate to win some of them. And really that crowd this year, you know, as Kirby Smart said, kind of felt like a road game at times for Georgia because the Ole Miss people just took over.
When you look at the Sugar Bowl, there's just something special about it because Ole Miss has had some moments in the Sugar Bowl that in years past that has been difficult, if you will. But for the most part, I mean, they played really well in the Sugar Bowl. I'm just curious, if you look at the Sugar Bowl and you look at, you know, the games of the past, are there any that stand out any more than others?
Well, obviously the one that comes to most people's mind that know the historical side or that are older fans would be the 1959 season, January 1, 1960 Sugar Bowl, which was the rematch with LSU. And I think I saw this graphic when we were down there, maybe it was on the video boards and has been written too, that the only SEC team that's ever been in rematches with another conference member is Ole Miss, and we've done it four times. When they were in the conference, once was Georgia Tech, when they were in the conference, and we played them in the Sugar Bowl, and then LSU, and then Alabama, we played them in the Sugar Bowl one year, and then now we played Georgia when they're in the conference too. But, you know, it's you know, it was it's been a great experience for Ole Miss to be able to go down there and play. But that 59 revenge game, I guess you'd call it, was the Ole Miss loss on Halloween at Baton Rouge in 59 to LSU 7-3, and then won the Sugar Bowl 21-0 to prove, in my mind, and I think everybody associated with Ole Miss and on that team and everything else, that Ole Miss was the best team of the two, the better team. So, I always laugh about that. And I got, I wasn't around then, but a lot of people have told me what the story behind that is. And I was like, wonder why LSU would want to, want the rematch after it was a choice. And an older fan told me that I trusted. He said, well, they turned it down three times, but there was so much pressure from New Orleans and I don't know, maybe the SEC, but they just kind of were pushed into doing it. And, Ole Miss folks back then, and I guess since, are glad they did because we won the game in a big way. But that one, certainly this year's, when Archie was the MVP back in 70, Ole Miss had been a little bit disappointed with some losses that year, but they got to the Sugar Bowl, won the game, beat Arkansas, now in the conference. There were several, but those kind of come to mind first.
A great book, knowledgepublishing.com is where you can get it. It's they call it a coffee table book, but when you get it, you're going to read all the way through it, and you're probably going to buy one for a family friend. I've had a lot of people reach out. I meant to text you this, that a lot of people receive this book as a Father's Day gift. And so that's definitely an option for folks that really enjoyed it. But it can be, you can have it today. It's called A Season to Remember, Photographs and Essays. I would expect there's some Bruce Newman photos in this.
There's some really good photos in there. And Bruce's, as we put in our baseball book, covers the Rebels and photographs the Rebels like nobody else on the planet. So we're Bruce Newman fans and of his photography and as a friend too, but and me, a coworker for years. It's a good book. Neil did a great job with it. And I think people have enjoyed it and will enjoy it.
Couple more questions before we got to hear with sure. Jeff Robertson. What do you put a letter grade, if you will, on this athletic season? I mean, women's basketball, Sweet 16, Coach Beard and the men's program took a step back. Football, one of the best seasons in program history. Baseball, College World Series, I would expect it would be a pretty high grade. But just kind of your overall thoughts on the athletic season as a whole.
Well, yeah, the highs were, really big. I mean, getting to Omaha again, even though we lost a couple games, getting to the Sugar Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, and the deep into the playoffs highlights. There were some missteps along the way. I know men's basketball was disappointed in their season after coming off a Sweet 16. So if you reach back 2 years, they had one of the best seasons in Ole Miss men's basketball history. So generally, and Coach Yeo, as you said, had a great, another really good season. And the program's top to bottom are either great or on their way to being great or being rebuilt or picking themselves up a little bit. But I think overall it's been a remarkable time for Ole Miss sports, certainly for people like me who've been around it so long to see the success, but to see the effort that's going into the success from everybody involved on campus and in the fan base.
One more question for Jeff before we get out of here. You stay with an ear to the ground to every sport. That includes a lot of Olympic sports that we don't talk a lot about. Can you give us an update of kind of your thoughts about the overall season of our Olympic sports versus kind of what you're anticipating next year? What are some sports Ole Miss fans need to pay attention to?
Well, it's the ones that first come to my mind for me are, the golf teams have been so successful lately and, those programs continue to do well. And the tennis teams have kind of made a rebound. Men's tennis especially has been such a, high tradition here for years and years and years under Coach Billy Chadwick. And, it's good to see them kind of lifting themselves up. Softball was in the College World Series last year. And so if you just go down the list, it's hard to sustain everything year to year to year. And really no school does that in everything, but we're trying to get to that level to where Ole Miss is, competitive in every sport every year. And I think we've done a really good job of that. The people in charge, I keep saying we, but I think we're all involved in this. So, but from, chancellor to athletic director all the way down, but the fans are important too. And, a lot of times get left out of the thought process, but they're big in this too.
He's Jeff Robertson does a great job. I say covering Ole Miss. I mean, I'm going to always say that, Jeff, even though your capacity with the university you wear a lot of hats, but you'll always cover the Rebels. And we're very grateful that you always take time out to join us and talk about everything going on within that athletic department.
Well, thanks. So, thanks, Brad. I appreciate it. Maybe we'll just say I'm around it. I'm just kind of don't have to cover it. Just kind of be here. I'm around it a lot. So anyway, it's been a great time for me and fun to watch all this.
Well, the College World Series kind of put a little kink in the chain. We've got a lot coming from the square book second level, and Jeff and I are going to revisit that now that baseball is behind us. We've got some interviews lined up, have not been able to get to those because the good news, Ole Miss is still playing baseball. But now we're going to revisit that very soon. Jeff was a very vibrant part of that. So that series of second level square books is coming very soon. Jeff, thanks very much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Brad.
He's Jeff Robertson, very much a friend of the program, and could not do what we do without people like Jeff. Jeff, if you don't know, served at the Ole Miss Spirit for a number of years, and then, of course, now works for the university. And very grateful for everything that Jeff has done, not only for Ole Miss, but here at the Talk of Champions. A lot to get to also. We want to say a special thank you to all of our sponsors. We'll hear from them in just a moment. If you kind of look at where Ole Miss is right now, we talked about it with Jeff about, I don't know, where the program is right now in regards to the entire university in a letter grade. And I'd be curious as to your thoughts if you give Ole Miss a letter grade, because I think if you look from a football standpoint, Ole Miss would be in a really good spot. If you look from a number of other different standpoints from the university, Ole Miss would probably get an A, because they have been really, really good in a number of categories, specifically women's basketball, baseball, football. And I think, and you heard from Chris Beard here on the program yesterday, we had a chance to visit with him. We may bring you a little bit of Chris Beard here in just a little bit after we hear from our sponsors. But he's very excited about the season, very excited about Bam Clark, the transfer. So could be a great opportunity for Ole Miss men's program to bounce back. We'll take a timeout. Thanks again for Jeff Robertson for joining us. Let's hear from our sponsors. We'll be back with more right here on the Talk of Champions.
One thing I've learned over the years doing this job is that you never really know what somebody else is carrying. We spend a lot of time talking football, recruiting, and Ole Miss. But life's a lot bigger than sports. Everybody goes through seasons where they need somebody to talk to. That's one reason I found BetterHelp's latest State of Stigma report interesting. BetterHelp's 2026 State of Stigma report surveyed 2,000 Americans and revealed that 85% of Americans believe getting support is wise. Yet 74% say society discourages people from doing so. It's kind of a reminder that even though we've gotten better about talking about mental health, asking for help can still be difficult. If somebody in your life is struggling, don't be afraid to encourage them to talk to someone. Sometimes having that conversation is the hardest step. Don't let stigma stand in the way of support. Start therapy with BetterHelp. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com.
Anybody who's ever tried to book a hotel room in Oxford, Mississippi for an SEC weekend knows how quickly travel costs can add up. And honestly, the same thing applies for family vacations, beach trips, music festivals, or even getting away for a few days. That's why Outdoorsy is such a cool option. Outdoorsy is the most trusted RV rental marketplace in the country. And they make it incredibly easy to rent an RV or camper without actually owning one. There are thousands of options nationwide, many of them right in your own neighborhood, and you've got choices. You can drive it yourself, tow it, or my favorite option, have it delivered and fully set up at your destination. Plus, there's built-in peace of mind with comprehensive insurance, 24/7 customer support, and roadside assistance included. And especially for families or larger groups, it can often be more affordable than booking multiple hotel rooms. Whether you're planning the ultimate Ole Miss tailgate, a family vacation, or just looking to turn the drive into part of the adventure, Outdoorsy is worth checking out. Talk of Champions listeners can get all service fees removed from their booking in 2026 with code TOC at Outdoorsy.com. That's Outdoorsy, OUTDOORSY.com. And use my promo code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to remove service fees. That's Outdoorsy, a proud sponsor of Talk of Champions.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Rebels, your truck is here. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford presents the all-new Ram Rebel. It's Ram, the Rebel way. Send an unmistakable signal. Rebel, 24/7. Ram Rebel, from your friend in the car business. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford.
Come by, let's be friends.
I'm Warrior Philip Hearn. Raising my family here in Mississippi, I've tried to teach my kids to help others. I learned that from my parents. And as a Mississippi lawyer, I want to help you too. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. You call, I'll answer. Let's get started. Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm today.
Let's get to work.
Advanced technology to accelerate business growth. There's more to see.
Start my weekend.
C-Spire, customer inspired.
Life is made up of moments. We care about those moments as much as you do. We are Modern Woodmen, a fraternal financial services organization. Member-owned, not stockholder-run. Since 1883, we've supported families, strengthened communities, and helped people reach their financial goals. From protection to saving to retirement planning, let us help you plan for those special moments in your life. We are Modern Woodmen of America.
And we want to thank specifically Shed Hunger of Modern Woodmen of America. He can help you plan for life using a variety of tools, including life insurance, annuities, mutual funds, and variable annuities. If you have any questions about anything that you could do to set yourself up much better financially, give Shed Hunger a call. He's a friend of the program. He is an Ole Miss fan, and he loves being able to help his customers. Give him a call today, 662-442-4723 for more information. Also, a special thank you to our good friends and our title and presenting sponsor. That's, of course, Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. You just heard from them a moment ago. And Greta Morgan is slinging them out the door left and right. I saw, and I texted my wife because they had a 2023 white Jeep Cherokee, Grand Cherokee. It's exactly what I want. It was white and it had tan interior. I loved it. And unfortunately, by the time I texted Greta, hey, I want to come look at it, it was gone. So if you see anything pop on social media, be sure and follow me on Facebook. That's where I share a lot of the deals, if you will, from Alan Samuels, from Riverland Roofing, Shed Hunger, Game Day Haircuts, Philip Hearn's got anything going on. I share a lot from my Facebook account. Just go to Brad Logan and you'll see the profile picture and know that it's me. And so I share a lot there. Anyway, I saw that. I immediately got on the horn. And I'm not kidding you. 5 minutes later, she said it's gone. So if you see anything, give her a call. And give her a call today, 662-234-8000. If she's selling a car and she can't get to you quick enough, leave your phone number or talk to Mason. If you see anything on Facebook, if you see anything on any social channels, call them, 662-234-8000. Best thing to do, though, is just go by and see them. University Avenue. Just keep going east, right past Kroger on the left, top of the hill. You know where it is. Jeep, Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, they've got them, and they will take care of you. A couple of housekeeping notes. the Ole Miss Spirit at a field of on three. Jake Thompson, who does a really good job of covering everything Ole Miss, is just the beat reporter that everybody kind of goes to. He is right now in Thibodaux, Louisiana. I think I'm saying that right. If I'm wrong, somebody hit me up in the comments. I think it's Thibodaux, Louisiana. It's the Manning Passing Academy. Trinidad Chambliss, there's already been some video posted. I have no doubt that Jake will have a ton of interviews. And so all of that will be covered on the Ole Miss Spirit. That's an affiliate of On3. You can follow him on X. He posts all of his articles there. He's at Jake Thompson on 3. Also, be sure and follow OM Spirit on 3 on X as well. Spirit Ben, at Spirit Ben, and I am at Brad Logan TOC. All of that is where you can get a ton of Ole Miss information. So the Manning Passing Academy is going on. If you look right below us, if you're watching on YouTube, you'll see a couple of interviews, a couple of podcasts with Zach Berry. Zach Berry has had his nose to the grindstone here over the last couple of months, really diving into recruiting. Everything you need to know about recruiting, about commits that could possibly pop. Obviously, today, everyone's kind of looking at Caden Moss. The comments have been going crazy. It appears right now, without going into any specifics, you can get all the information on the Ole Miss Spirit. That's an affiliate of On3 at onspirit.com, is that Caden Moss is leaning to Ohio State right now. Obviously, that could change. Obviously, it is not signing day. So a million things can happen between now and then. The same could be said for Ole Miss commits. It's not signed on the dotted line. They're still recruiting. That has to happen. But I do believe Ole Miss fans have to be very pleased at how hard Pete Golding and his staff are recruiting high school players. Secondly, and this I've said this all along, hand raised, I love the fact that Ole Miss was recruiting the state of Mississippi incredibly hard. Right now, three out of the top five are committed. They're in the conversation with four out of the top five. The other, Cy Keys, who has been linked to Miami. So I think that just says a lot about, number one, the talent in the state of Mississippi, but also, number two, that Pete Golding and his staff are putting Mississippi at the forefront. So I think that says a lot. If you're wondering, yes, I'm alone today. I've been alone for the last couple of days. There's a reason for that. Ben Garrett is dealing with death in the family. I'd like for all of you to please remember Ben and his entire family during this very troubling time. He will be back full force probably tomorrow if I know Ben well enough. But the services have been kind of taking place over the last couple of days. So we wish Ben and all of his family all the best during this very difficult time. So please keep Ben, who's a member of this family, is a member of your family. We're all family, really, that interact every day. All of our sponsors that we come here every day, all day, talking about Ole Miss sports. And so please keep Ben and his family in your thoughts and prayers. I want to share one more interview with you. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but I thought Chris Beard was very good. I thought he was very open about his roster and about what's going on with Ole Miss men's basketball. I'm also going to back that up with an interview with Coach Yo. I'm very excited about Jada Rashad, along with Talaysia Cooper, the transfer out of Tennessee, who had, in, I think it's 16 points, led Tennessee last year. So very good players for Ole Miss the women's basketball program. I think Bam Clark, along with the players that Ole Miss already has coming in, and Elias Carmadine obviously needs to be a huge part of this Ole Miss men's basketball program. So I think both those players are going to be big for Ole Miss. And I sense just a little bit of enthusiasm. It's hard to read Chris Beard. I mean, he'll probably tell you it's really hard to read him. I mean, he spent a good 5 minutes or so talking about his daughter's dog and about getting it transported to South Florida. So the reason I say that is the familiarity, the way that he was, the comfortability factor, if that's such a thing. I mean, I just, he's hard for me to read. Other folks may be able to read him better than I do. But I thought Chris Beard was very upfront and open about this year's team. I said on the show yesterday that I really appreciated the fact that Beard was, you know, obviously open. But I also felt like that there was much more of, there was some enthusiasm after, you know, getting hot, if you will. He didn't say that. I'm just kind of sensing that. But here was Coach Chris Beard with the media earlier this week. Toughness when you're scouting
guys in the portal and whatnot. You always rock the stash, man. Looks good.
Summer only.
I like it. Why have summer only?
Feels right.
You're doing? It's like right before the first day of school, you change it up?
I'm probably going to change it up later this week.
Yeah. What was the question?
How do you evaluate toughness in the portal?
Good question. You know, you start with your naked eye. You watch every game. You watch every possession. You watch the action between the possessions. You try to understand kind of what's going on in the season that you're watching. I'm not a big fan of just highlights and stuff. I want to know, hey, this team lost two or three straight games. Show me that next game. Or this team was up 20 at half. How do you respond? This team was down 18 at half. You try to find those moments. To me, it's not just sitting in a room watching clips. You try to dive in and feel what you're watching. I think certainly you respect other people's opinions. If I call 10 people about Swartz, you know, if the first opinion, okay, the other opinion, I'm going to eventually have my own opinion, but you listen to people, especially people that you respect who you're talking to. Certainly with Bud, there were some people that we talked to that we respected, but ultimately I'm going to make my own decision, how I feel and what's in my mind. There's the physical part of toughness too. You know, some guys shy away from contact, some guys seek it. Some guys go to the basket hoping for the call, and some guys demand the call. Everybody gets tired in this game. Anybody tells you you're not tired, that's not truthful, but some guys, they're so mentally tough that they don't look tired. It's a process of evaluation. Challenge in the portal is everything I just described sometimes happens in 12 hours. It's why as college coaches, NBA is always intriguing to all of us. Whether you want to coach in that league or not, it's intriguing because, you know, those guys have time to make decisions and things like that. But one of the challenges in college basketball right now is the evaluation process is very, very quick. You know, it's speed dating, which I've never speed dated. I actually one time when I was in San Angelo, Texas at Angelo State, I was single at the time, and Cinco Boone and I went into a spot just to have dinner. And then there was like something going on. It felt like trivia night, you know, or bingo night. I was at back nine the other day with some players and they were playing bingo in there. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Well, this deal felt a little bit different and everybody was like kind of talking, and then this like buzzer went off and everybody rotated and stuff. And I was like, Cinco, what is that? And he's like, man, I think this might be speed dating. So I did not participate in speed dating, but I've seen it. This portal recruiting in a lot of ways is speed dating.
Along those lines, I was going to ask at the end, but you brought it up. Dusty May just left Michigan, won the national championship, went to the Dallas Mavericks. What did you think of that? Did that in any way make a statement about the state of college basketball today, in your opinion?
I don't know, because I don't know Dusty like that. That'll be something that people, I'm sure, will run with and stuff, but I don't know. Try to comment on things that I am aware of and just kind of admire things. What I do think is absolutely true, and if anybody disagree with this, that I would respectfully disagree with them, is it's a different deal. I mean, you coach your basketball team at that level. You know, you might have some influence on a draft pick or a free agency, but, you know, there's an owner of the team. In my opinion, that's what happens. Or that owner might trust the general manager. But I think it's accurate to say, I don't think anybody would disagree with this, but to me in professional basketball, you're coaching the team. In college basketball, you're the CEO of a company, and all the rules are changing right now, so it's become challenging. But I'm loving every day. I don't, people ask me all the time, I like the challenge. You know, I get to coach these guys later today. So yeah, has it changed a little bit? But my personal opinion is I'm not going to gripe about it. I mean, I love it. And I like the challenge. I like the uneasiness of what's next. Now, I would like to know what the rules are. I would like for somebody to tell me, you know, it's like going out to eat. The restaurant closes at 9. You know that. But in our world, you have no idea what time the restaurant closes. So you show up. I don't know what's the deal. Can I get in? Oh, you guys are closed. Okay. Are you sure you're closed? I'm not going to leave. And then 10 minutes later, you're going to change the rule again. Or I'm not going to be in the restaurant at 8:30 because I thought the restaurant closed at 9 and you're going to come up to me and say, hey, the rules have changed. Now you have to leave. I said, well, hold on. I thought the restaurant closed at 9. Well, no, we just changed the rules. So I don't like that. And you guys can draw the comparisons of what's going on with what I just said. But no. Dusty, NBA, hey, some guys have done it. You know, Brad did it from Butler. And I guess there's I see Billy did it from Florida, and so, and then some guys have done it. It didn't quite work out, but that's just like college. I mean, college coaches go to another job. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But no, I know nothing about it. I haven't talked to Dusty about it, but I would think that when you compare a college job to the NBA, I mean, you know you're going to be coaching the basketball team. You can spend 4 days thinking about your pick and roll coverage. You can't do that right now in college basketball. There's just too much going on.
That was Ole Miss head coach Chris Beard. And, I mean, I think everybody that watched that and heard that on our audio platform, by the way, if you're not subscribed to our audio platform, you can get all of our audio podcasts on Spotify and also Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Talk of Champions, and it's right there. Secondly, if you're watching us on YouTube, thank you very much. Please hit that bell, subscribe to us, and that way every time we go live, you'll be able to see it. Sometimes we post things that are recorded. For example, if you look right below us, you'll see a couple of videos below. There's a terrific conversation with Keith Carter that Ben Garrett had on Wednesday, and I encourage you to listen to that. And we played snippets of that from the show yesterday, and there was a lot there about right field, what's going to happen, what Keith hopes happen with right field. Secondly, the tampering allegations, the university's stance on that, and then the RFP in the north end zone and wanting to get the capacity of Vaught Hemingway Stadium in north of 70,000. So I encourage you to go back and listen to that. Keith was very, very good, and I thought Ben did a great job interviewing Keith Carter. But, yeah, I thought Chris Beard was really good. And I don't know what I was going to say is I think – I don't know about you guys. I felt like there was a little added sense of optimism there, talking about his roster and kind of talking about, you know, kind of where the team is. And by the way, terrific question by Michael Katz. I mean, you won't find a better – long-form writer than Michael, but does a great job covering Ole Miss for the Daily Journal. I thought it was a great question, and you know, with Beard elaborating on, like, it's hard, other than, you know, obviously looking for mental toughness, looking for physical toughness, but toughness is a word that Chris talks about a lot. He also talked about effort. He talked about, for example, Bud Clark was talking about being a dog, if you will. He likes that type of mentality because, frankly, this team last year lacked that type of mental toughness midway through the year. I don't think Coach would argue that. Just from the naked eye, for me, it didn't feel like they had that extra gear. This year, I think they're going to have it by the roster makeup, and I just think they're going to be better. And I'm excited to see what Coach Beard and Bud Clark and Elias Carmody and the rest of the crew put on the floor. Kind of finishing out the show today. Thanks again for watching. And once again, join us next week. We'll have Ben Garrett back. We'll have a ton of interviews, and we'll have much, much more as we kind of barrel towards SEC Media Day. We'll be live in Tampa with full coverage all day long with Ole Miss, and then, of course, full coverage all throughout the week. Jay Thompson will be there. I'll be there. We'll see kind of where Ole Miss stands on a number of different national issues. I haven't had a chance to visit with Pete Golding a lot, so we'll be able to get a lot of that information from Pete and just kind of get more questions there. Obviously, I think Lane goes before or after Pete on a different day, so we will have the opportunity to listen to what Lane has to say. He's kind of went silent after he basically called Ole Miss out for an egregious I guess you could say allegation, and I'm not going to go any more specific into that because it's not worth going into. But we will have an opportunity to hear from former Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin, along with everybody else at SEC Media Day. I'll be excited to see who Ole Miss takes down to Tampa. Let's hear from Ole Miss head coach Yolette McPhee-McEwen. She was also available to address the media, talked about Jada Rashad, along with Talaysia Cooper, the transfer out of Tennessee, and two really good players, and she's really excited about this year's team.
In terms of a lot of new girls, yeah. Who's stepping up to kind of...
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, Coop has been very vocal. She wants to win. This is her last lap. Jada Rashad has been vocal. I've really heard from the majority of the players that have been in our league, you know, because they understand what the expectation is and what the grind looks like every single day. So they've been vocal. Kanisha And then our two returners, they have an idea. You know, they've only been in the program 1 year, so it's not like they've been here a long time. So, but they do know what the expectation is, and I think they've done a great job. Right now, the program is heavy coach-led from the staff, and then we're kind of showing them the way.
Yeah, like you said, but recently it's March, you're kind of building things around
Sierra. Yeah.
And obviously what happened happened, but how did that alter your portal process? And now that you have a team, how what are you kind of doing to reassess that process?
Well, as far as what we're doing now, it didn't alter it any because, you know, in order for us to have success, we need everybody collectively to be on the same page. And so our focus has really been teaching them the Ole Miss way, what we're about, what we're trying to do defensively and offensively. And it's been kind of refreshing because they have had a million questions. So they're always in a coach's office asking about certain things like, hey, you know, what are y'all expecting out of this? I've been kind of threatening them with a pop quiz. So that I think that's kind of made them a little bit curious. So they've been trying to make sure that they are prepared. But also they just want to know. This group really wants to get it right. And but my staff and I, we're trying to teach them that it's going to be wrong right now, and then they just need to work their way, and at some point it'll click, and everyone will be able to see what we want it to look like.
That was Ole Miss women's basketball head coach Yolette McPhee-McEwen kind of talking about the team and how excited she is. And if you look at the women's basketball program, I don't know if you noticed, but she had a medallion around her neck about no ceilings. And she is very adamant that each ceiling that you break, there's another one you have to break. And I think if you look at what she's done since she's been on campus, she's been a huge, huge part of this Ole Miss athletic department. I think she's always been an advocate for the athletic department. She's always been someone that stood up for Ole Miss. And I think there's been an evolution there since she got here versus where she is now. And it's really been fun to watch. This entire athletic department has grown beyond measure under Ole Miss head coach Keith Carter. By the way, there's been a ton of people asking about the RFP that Ole Miss is kind of waiting on. Ben asked about that with Ole Miss Director of Athletics, Keith Carter. We're going to play that for you as we finish up here on the show, just because you asked for it. And so we want to make sure and do what we can for you guys. So here's Ole Miss Athletic Director Keith Carter with Ben Garrett about the RFP, about stadium expansion getting north of 70,000, and what's next on deck for Vaught-Hemingway Stadium.
Here or maybe in process right now. We'll kind of start because the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, FootyVol3, that's the place to write and work for, talk about this stuff all day, every day. I've gotten some questions from them, and the first one was about the Vaught-Hemingway renovations, the entertainment district. What's kind of the update on that, if any, and where are things in terms of possible renovations? And then, of course, I've heard with the entertainment district, man, that thing could be an absolute crazy, crazy money-making, you know, possibility for Ole Miss once it gets done. What's the update on that as well?
Yeah, you know, we put out an RFP for that back in December, and we got toward the end of that process within the last few weeks, and we're in the process now of hopefully solidifying, you know, a preferred partner on that. So can't give a ton of detail, but we have made a lot of progress. But yeah, we're excited. You know, we think that it's something that will be great not only for campus but for Oxford. You know, there's some stadium components of it as well that hopefully we can get, you know, our capacity up above 70,000, which we're excited about that. Maybe, you know, some new student seating, which obviously has been in big demand as our enrollment has continued to grow. But the programming and a lot of those things are still a little bit up in the air. And once we kind of solidify, you know, what this contract's going to look like with the preferred partner, we'll get into design and development, and hopefully we can, you know, give some bigger updates, you know, down the road. But an exciting project, and, you know, our stadium, I've said this many times, like, you know, when you're in there on a Saturday night and you've got the fireworks and the drone shows and, you know, all those things going, it's a pretty awesome place to be. But if you go in there on Tuesday at 2 p.m., You know, it's showing its age, you know, and we've got to go in there and start thinking about, you know, what the future looks like with the stadium. I think that.
And that was Ole Miss Director of Athletics, Keith Carter, along with Talk of Champions, Ben Garrett. Great conversation. If you look right below us, you can watch that conversation in its entirety. You can also hear about Keith with the tampering allegations, the university stance, and also about what could happen to Swayze Field. Could we see some changes in Wright Field? All of that you can get on the Ole Miss Spirit and also here on the Talk of Champions. Full coverage of everything regarding Ole Miss athletics is right here on the Talk of Champions. You can also follow along for any type of Ole Miss athletic information on the Ole Miss Spirit. That's affiliate of On3. That's OMSpirit.com. Obviously, the big Caden Moss decision upcoming. You can get all of that information on the Ole Miss Spirit. Zach Berry and his Ben Garrett and the entire team working hard on recruiting, as Ole Miss has done really good in recruiting, and they're looking to get another fish in the boat, if you will. Appreciate everybody. I really do. Appreciate all of our sponsors that help us do what we do every single day. We couldn't do what we do without our friends at Riverland Roofing. Billy and his entire team have been a privilege to partner with, and there's more to come with Riverland Roofing. So we're so excited about Billy and all of his team. I also want to say a special thank you to Scott Wern in the College Corner. They sponsored all of our coverage from the Auburn Super Regional. You can go by and see them today off of Sisk Avenue, down the hill on the left, basically across the road from the Chick-fil-A. They're 662-550-4330. We appreciate Scott and everything that he does. Our title and presenting sponsor here on the Talk of Champions, they've been with us since day one, is Alan Samuels, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You've heard me talk about them a lot. You've heard me talk about them on social channels, Facebook, X, and everywhere, and all points in between. But give them a call today. Call Greta Morgan and tell her, Greta, hey, I need that Brad Logan discount. I need that Brad Logan Talk of Champions special. 662-234-8000. Go by and test drive one today. Our friends at C Spire have been a great partner here on the Talk of Champions. Give C Spire a chance at cspire.com, your number one wireless provider and your number one home internet provider. Give them a call today. We've talked a lot about Game Day Haircut, Game Day Haircuts of Oxford. They're located right there on University Avenue at 1735A. It's behind that Dunkin' Donuts. And you just go by. We've done a live remote from there. We'll do another one. Look forward to doing that at all of our sponsors. Give them a call at 662-380-5658. But the best thing to do is to book online at gamedayhaircuts.com. You can follow them on Facebook as well at Game Day Haircuts of Oxford. Our good friend Philip Hearn is our attorney here on the Talk of Champions. You can give him a call today, 662-766-7777 or hearnlawfirm.net. Philip and his team have locations all throughout the Southeast. Give him a call today or go online. And our good friend Shed Hunger, you've heard me talk about him, our newest sponsor here on the Talk of Champions. He is with Modern Woodmen of America. He can help you today plan for life, including a variety of tools, including life insurance, annuities, mutual funds, and variable annuities. Give Shed a call, 662-442-4723, or you can go see him in Winona, Mississippi. Just Google it, Shed Hunger, Winona, Mississippi, Modern Woodman. It'll take you right to his front door. But just go ahead and give him a call today and say, hey, man, here's what I've got going on. I'm trying to save a little bit for retirement, trying to save a little bit for college. What direction do I need to go? I've got a little bit of debt. Can you help me? And I promise you he can. Tell him you heard about him on the Talk of Champions and just call and ask for Shed Hunger at 662-442-4723. And you will absolutely be glad that you did. Thanks again, everybody, for jumping on today. Appreciate you all. Have a wonderful weekend. Unfortunately, it's one of the few weekends we don't have any type of Ole Miss athletics, but it's coming. It's coming very soon. SEC Media Day is right around the corner. We'll have full coverage for everything Ole Miss. Jake Thompson is in Thibodeau, Louisiana right now at the Manning Passing Academy. Full coverage on the Ole Miss Spirit. That's OMSpirit.com. Zach Berry staying locked in to recruit. And Chuck Roundsville is moderating the board there at the Ole Miss Spirit and chiming in along with many, many others. A very vibrant community. Just go to OMSpirit.com. We'll talk to you soon right here on the Talk of Champions. Thanks again for everybody for jumping on board with us.
You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
truck is here. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford presents the all-new Ram Rebel. It's Ram, the Rebel way. Send an unmistakable signal. Rebel, 24/7. Ram Rebel, from your friend in the car business. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford.
Come by, let's be friends.
I'm Lawyer Philip Hearn. Raising my family here in Mississippi, I've tried to teach my kids to help others. I learned that from my parents. And as a Mississippi lawyer, I want to help you too. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. You call, I'll answer. Let's get started. Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm today.
Bye, babe.
Let's get to work.
Advanced technology to accelerate business growth. There's more to see.
Start my weekend.
C-Spire, customer inspired.
Life is made up of moments. We care about those moments as much as you do. We are Modern Woodmen, a fraternal financial services organization. Member owned, not stockholder run. Since 1883, we've supported families, strengthened communities, and helped people reach their financial goals. From protection to saving to retirement planning, let us help you plan for those special moments in your life. We are Modern Woodmen of America.